Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going to check out Black House from Modern Times Beer. Coffee roasty stout is what it says on the front. This is my first Modern Times beer. SRM 33, which is black, 30 IBUs, final gravity 1.019. Does it actually say what the ABV is? Huh. I don't see it. So per Untappd, 5.8% ABV. I wonder why they put just the final gravity. I mean, nobody's gonna know without the original gravity. That's weird. So, two-row kiln coffee, Munich flaked barley, pale chocolate malt, or pale chocolate roasted barley, Crystal 60, midnight wheat, and oats are what's used in here. Canned on 1/4/21, so fresh. Second week of February, I think. So let's go ahead and get this open, get it into a glass, see what we think. Pours out more of a porter color. There we go. I am a big coffee fan, so if you don't like coffee that much, my score might be a little bit higher than what yours is. I usually drink my coffee black, but this does have a tannish colored head on there. Pretty much all small bubbles, about a half finger of head bubbles on the side, are compact like dish soap. We'll go black. It does have a very dark red amber hue right here on this side, and I do get it on this other side, but for the most part, yeah, we'll say it's black. Let's go ahead and smell. This has probably been sitting out 20 minutes or so. Sweeter coffee, more of like a city roast coffee. Probably a good thing. I'm guessing most people would tend to go to like a city roast over, you know, like an espresso roast or something like that, which I would prefer over a city roast. I am getting some sweetness probably from that Crystal 60. Yeah, Crystal 60 that they used. The pale chocolate is probably going to bring out a little bit of chocolate. I did a review of all those darker malts for my Porter series. It seems like there's a, I almost want to say like a little bit of caramel coming off there. I wouldn't say like a caramel frappuccino or something like that, where you get that big sweetness of that caramel, but I'm guessing it's from the Crystal 60 that I'm getting that chocolate. I don't know what else would bring that out. Maybe the Munich, but yeah, sweetness. Okay, let's go ahead and taste. Was going to take another drink. I get a little nuttiness there. Like almost the base of a porter, maybe a very dark brown with that nuttiness in there. But once it gets to like the middle of the palate, I would say those darker malts kicked in. So a little over roasted, I wouldn't say ashy, anything like that, but a darker roasted malt. Bitterness. Perceived bitterness is, in my opinion, more than 30 IBUs. They are using coffee, so that could be where that bitterness is coming from. It's almost like in the middle of the palate to the back, there's more sweetness, I think, at the beginning before those big roasted malts kick in. Probably the midnight, maybe. But in the back, that bitterness goes in with that coffee, and it's almost like if you get some coffee grounds in the last drink of the beer and it's a little bitter, a little bolder, that's kind of what that is. And as it goes down, you get that coffee bitterness with a little bit of sweetness, but that bitterness hangs around. A little chocolate in there. Very smooth. Medium body. Yeah. In the back, I almost want to say it's a little overdone in the bitterness. Like, you get sweetness in front, a lot of that bitterness in back mixed with that coffee. Up front, it is more of a sweeter biscuit taste than anything. Like I said, more that you would kind of find in a porter, not a stout, at least in my opinion. Pour the rest of it in here. Head has died down. But if you're using coffee, those oils are going to get in there. So that's why I'm guessing the head's not staying. We are producing a head, so I guess that's good. I don't know if there's anything in the bottom, but I am getting a little bit more roasted coffee. I would say like a big, bold French roast in the back, and it seems like that bitterness keeps building as you drink it. So I'm guessing it's from the malts or the coffee that was used. On this one, I would probably have to go with a 3.75 out of 5. I think it's a little too bitter. I like coffee in my beers, but it just seems like the bitterness is a little too much in my opinion. I would like to see, because it's saying roasted coffee is what this is supposed to be, I would like to see that throughout the whole entire palate. I can understand the sweetness in there, but I want to say, like, I want a little bit more stout mixed with the coffee. And it feels like it's almost like a porter stout mixed, and the coffee was just thrown in at the end, in my opinion. So yeah, 3.75 out of 5. Let's check on tap real quick. 20 of my friends have tried it. 3.94 out of 5. 77,000 people have tried it. 3.91 out of 5. So if you take everything, everybody total, they are a little bit higher than me. This was, I believe, $3.49. Good roasty stout. Trying to see if anybody said anything. Not really. Yeah. No Hype also gave it a 3.75. So, and that was in 2016. So I'll have to see if he actually did a review. So we're on the same page with it. Yeah, chocolate coffee, a little vanilla twist. I was going to say that, but I went with sweetness in there, because I did have one of my porters kind of have that sweet, and it almost smelt like vanilla, but I knew there was no vanilla in there. And as far as I know, there is no vanilla in here. So this says it kind of tastes like a chocolate covered espresso bean. Yeah, I don't I don't get that. Like I said, a big, bold French roast in back with lots of bitterness. I guess I'll have to eat a chocolate-covered espresso bean and see if that's what it is, but it could be that sweetness up front going back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.